Wouldn't it be great to have a business or work in a business that was so busy, so successful and so profitable that it was booked out? So if people wanted to come and buy your product or service, they either had to book in or they had to go into a waiting list because there was just so many happy, successful people using your product and service. And that's called have a great product and service, obviously. And then how do you market that so that people want to know about it and then come and inquire about it? So you can say, I'm very sorry, but we are fully booked out. So if you're just starting out and you haven't got any clients, there's a simple marketing checklist. And if you apply this checklist, it's a foolproof plan to making sure that your business starts fast and grows fast and you have as many clients or customers that you want. So the simple marketing checklist goes like this. Do you know and can you explain to everybody that you come in contact with, not just what you do, but what you specialize in that makes you completely different from anybody else? So if somebody says to you, what do? You can't say I'm a personal trainer or I own a gym or I'm an accountant or I'm a physical therapist or I have a landscaping business. You have to be able to say I specialize in helping mums with more than two kids get into great shape and stay that way for the rest of their lives. I specialize in a health club that helps busy people to be healthy, fit and strong, not just for the short term, but for the long term. I have a landscaping business that specializes in properties over 4 hectares, keeping them in great shape and making them look amazing all year round. You have to be able to explain very specifically what you specialize in. So regardless what it is that you do, please don't sound like anybody else. Make sure that you say, I specialize in. Then in your life, you have lots of people you work with, people who are in your family, people in your social group, in your sporting team, in your church group. You have lots of people in your life. Do they all know what you do? So if you're starting something new, if you're starting a new personal training business or you're starting a new cleaning business, everybody in your life needs to know that that's what you're doing and they need to know exactly what you do. And in other words, they need to know what you specialize in. So if you are starting a new personal training business, your grandma, your auntie, your next door neighbor, everybody in your church, everybody in your sporting group needs to know that's what you're doing. And ideally, they'd be really excited about it. And if somebody says to them, what is John doing or what is Samantha doing, they would say, John has started a new personal training business that specializes in helping teenagers to run faster, kick further, and jump higher for their sport. So you can't have your family and friends saying, oh, yes, Johnny's become a personal trainer, or yes, Johnny's becoming an accountant, or yes, Samantha's becoming a nurse. They have to say what it is that you specialize in, and ideally, they'd be really passionate about it. There's nothing worse than a family member that says, yeah, Johnny's becoming a personal trainer, or yes, Samantha's becoming a nurse. They have to be really excited about it, and that could be a coaching session. The people in your life, when somebody says to them, what is Johnny doing, they need to be able to explain very specifically and with excited tones what you're doing specifically, what you specialize in. So you might have to train them. You might have to explain to them in your words so that they can explain to other people in your words, not in their words. It has to be really specific. Then all the people in your life, everybody that you know, have they experienced your product or service? Because if you're really good at what you do and you've got a great product or service, then everybody in your life should be so excited about telling other people about it. And I've got a great experience for that. My mother was the greatest evangelist for personal training. She would carry in her handbag, her personal trainer's brochure, business card, everything about them. And if somebody sat down next to her on the bus or stood next to her in the supermarket checkout line, she would say to them, hey, you need to lose some weight, or do you need to get healthy, or do you need to get fit? Here's the business card and personal training brochure for the person that helps me look this amazing. She was so excited about promoting her personal trainer that she became an evangelist for them. And I'm asking you to do that because your mum, your sister, your best friend, your next door neighbour, the people who love you the most can be the people that market your business more effectively than you can because they love you, they care about you, and they want you to be successful. So if you have those people in your life, make sure that they are promoting your business as passionately or more than you would. So it's a simple checklist. Do you know and can you explain what you specialise in? Do all the people you know what you do? And can they explain to other people what you specialise in using the very very best exciting marketing words that you have given them to use, and then have they experienced your product or service. It's easy to tell people how good you are at what you do, but it's much better when somebody else tells other people how good you are at what you do. So it's a simple marketing checklist. There's only 5 points on it. It's a foolproof plan, and if everybody in your life is excited about what you're doing and can explain it to other people, your business will grow automatically. Now, the next thing is, how do you market your business for no dollars or just a tiny amount of money? You can spend literally hundreds of thousands of dollars on a website, television advertising, you can print brochures, you can print posters, you can spend a lot of money on marketing. But ideally, your marketing will cost you nothing, and you'll have people knocking on your door wanting to use your product or service, and you don't have to spend any money. So here's some quick tips, and again, a foolproof plan on how to do that. If you're starting up a new business, number one, you need a Facebook page, which of course costs no money. Remember though, when you do a Facebook page, you have to stick to the rules of marketing, which is number one, what's in it for me to either read what's on this page or get involved with this business. So it's not about how good you are at what you do and how long you've been doing it for and how many people are in your business. Ideally, your Facebook page would just be full of testimonials from people that you have helped with whatever your product or service does. So if you are a fitness professional, if you're a personal trainer, your Facebook page should be full of testimonials from people that you've trained that have thoroughly enjoyed the training session or they've got great results from that session. Now, if you don't have any paying clients yet, then make sure you're training lots of people that you can still get testimonials from, because obviously you need to practice getting really good at what you do. So yes, train your mum, train your next door neighbour, train the footy team, train everybody in your life, and then ask them for a testimonial to put on your Facebook page. So number one is you have to have a Facebook page, and ideally you'd update it every day. So whether that's with a joke, with a recipe, with a motivational quote, with a testimonial, make sure that that page is a really exciting place for people to know about, people to go to, people to get involved with, because there's something new and exciting happening there all the time. You might want to also include fit tips, fitness tips, tips on how to be a better fisherman, tips on what to do with your hair and your makeup, whatever your business is, make sure that people can go there and get lots of great information and be motivated to want to use your product or service. Now, the next thing that's really important about marketing your business is that you start growing your database immediately. So obviously, everybody in your life needs to be on your business database, so that you just start with your sporting team, your social group, your church group, everybody in your family goes on your database. And then every time you meet somebody, you simply ask for their business card and you put them on your database. Don't tell them what you do or why you do it or how good you are at it. Just when you meet people, ask them lots of questions about them. What do you love to do? What don't you like to do? What are you excited about? Tell me about you. And then, do you have a business card? And then if you get a business card off people, make sure you put them straight on your database. Remember that a business that has a large database, if you ever want to sell it, is always worth more than one with a small database. However, once you have a database, now you have to start marketing to that database. So the next question is, you need to have a weekly newsletter. And you could do it daily if you wanted to, because it's a really simple process. You just need one page, a joke, a recipe, a motivational quote, some testimonials from your client. It's very similar, of course, to your Facebook page. So your Facebook page and your weekly or daily newsletter could double up. Lots of photos of happy, smiley people and lots of people that are really happy to be involved with your business. And then, of course, you send that weekly, daily, monthly newsletter, and I think monthly is too long, out to your database. And they hear from you on a regular basis, and they never stop hearing from you unless they ask to be taken off the database. Now, the reason that they want to come off the database is they've either got too much stuff coming into their inbox, or they haven't got enough data on their phone or on their internet connection, or you're not exciting them to be there anymore, which means you have to go back to WIFM, what's in it for me to keep reading your newsletter? What kind of great jokes are there? Am I making people laugh? Am I giving them great recipes? Am I giving them great motivational quotes? Am I giving them great client testimonials where they're inspiring and motivating? So that's pretty simple. You have to have a newsletter that you can send out to people on a regular basis. Then if you're starting your business, you want everybody in your local area to know. If you have a business that is predominantly in your local area, then make sure that you are on every notice board in your area. So there'll be a community Facebook page. There'll be a community board at the supermarket, at all the schools, at the churches. There'll be a local newsletter. Anywhere where there's information going out to people in your area, make sure that you're on that board. And again, it's not about this is who I am, this is my logo, this is my telephone number, and this is what I do. It has to be what you can do for other people. And remember, a very important note there is make sure sure that you stick to the rules of marketing, which is AIDA: get people's attention, create interest, create desire, and get them to take action to give you a call. So for example, if you're a new personal trainer and you're just getting started out, or a fitness professional, you're starting a boot camp, this is a classic example, and you may not even be qualified yet, put a notice on every single notice board in your local area that says this: wanted, people who want to lose weight and or get fit, get into great shape, can apply for free personal training. And you might say there's only 9 spots available, call today and put your telephone number on it, or your Facebook page address, or your email address. And it might be, you could do that for landscape gardening, you could do that for hairdressing, you could do that for legal services, you could do that for accounting. Ideally, you want people to get in contact with you. Now, you may not offer free, but if you're not qualified in the particular area yet, so if you're still studying to be an accountant, or you're still studying to be a fitness professional, or you're still studying to be a beautician, what you want to do is get as much practice as you possibly can. And people love the word free. All you've got to do now is make sure that when people apply to come into your program, meaning there's only 9 spots available, or 3 spots available, or 11 spots available, that you pick the people that you want to work with in the future, who may be likely possible clients or customers. Give them the wowest, most amazing experience they've ever had, and then guess what? They will become your clients in the future. So make sure you're on all the local notice boards. What doesn't work well? What costs a lot of money? What annoys the hell out of people? So this is the things not to do in marketing. Don't do any cold calling. Don't call people you don't know. If you're going to make telephone calls, make sure you talk to people that you do know. Don't do letterbox drops unless you do fun fat mail, which is personal hand-addressed coloured envelopes to people. If you invest money, and I'm going to say waste money, on brochures or information to put in people's letterboxes, they're most likely to get thrown away. So if you're going to do anything in somebody's letterbox in your local area, make sure it goes to them in a coloured envelope, hand-addressed, and if you're going to send it, make sure that's got a proper stamp on it with the stamp slightly crooked. That way they're going to open it up. Don't hand out brochures on the street. You know what you do with brochures. When somebody gives you one, you throw it away. Even if it's something that you're interested in, it just creates a very awkward moment. Nobody wants anybody to shove something into their hand. So don't waste your money on brochures, and certainly don't waste your time handing them out on the street. And the other thing that people do with marketing that wastes a lot of money and a lot of time is having a website that's complicated, or even having a website at all. Yes, when you've got money running through your business, you want to have a really great website. But once again, it's got to stick to the rules of marketing, which is WIFM. Why should I read what's on this website? It's got to stick to the rules of marketing, which is AIDA. You've got to get people's attention, create interest, create desire for them to take action to give you a call or get in contact with you. So that's the simple rules of marketing. If you go back to the basic marketing checklist, make sure that you know what you do, that everybody else in your family, your friends, your social group, your sporting group know what you do. They know what you specialize in. They've used your product, your service, and they love it, and they're telling people how good you are at it. Make sure you've got a Facebook page that's updated on a regular basis, if not daily. Make sure you've got a database that you keep adding to with everybody that you meet, get their business card. Make sure you've got a weekly, if not daily, newsletter that you can send out to people on that database, and then make sure that you're on every community notice board in your local area. And then to wrap that all up, don't make cold calls, don't do letterbox drops, don't hand out brochures on the street, and don't have a complicated website. If you follow that simple marketing plan, people are going to call you, and you're going to have to say, "I'm very sorry, but we're booked out at the moment. You will have to pop you on the waiting list." Yes.